It's early yet, but it's the most nervous waiting, of course, is to find out what happens with the White House. Let's ask the what-if scenarios. If the incumbent Donald Trump does get reelected for four more years, what does that mean for New York State?
Well, look, I think I'm hopeful that we will have a Democratic president, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic House. And I think that we can do the things that the president, the current president, has been promising over the last 4 years that has not materialized. That's an infrastructure bill, that's better patient protections, and none of those things have come to the fore. So that's a disappointing record over the last 4 years. But 100 million people have voted, early voting, over 200,000 in Erie County. It's difficult to, you know, get a determination as to what's what because of the heavy emphasis on early voting. But I'm confident that we will have, you know, a good night tonight, whether that manifests itself tonight, tomorrow, or in the next several days.
Let's say Joe Biden wins. What should be his first priority in New York State?
I'm sorry?
If let's say Joe Biden wins, what's his top priority?
I think a major infrastructure bill. I think reaffirming the commitment to environmental laws, the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, that this administration has rolled back. I think expanding patient protections in Medicare for more people in this country. I think there's so much more that we can do that has not been done, and I think it's an opportunity lost over the last 4 years. So my hope is that we have a new start, and we have a Democratic majority in the House, the Senate, and a Democratic president.
Talk about the turnout. I mean, we're in the middle of a COVID pandemic, and yet people came out for early voting. They came out today, and just talk about that response despite the circumstances.
Mike, I was out at 7 o'clock this morning in Cheektowaga, and, you know, the turnout was brisk, in a brisk fall morning. A lot of people, a lot of enthusiasm, regardless of who they were, you know, there to support. And that, I think, is a good sign for American democracy. People truly wanted the opportunity to participate, and they participated. That's a good thing. You know, the consequence of that is, with so many voting, with 50 different states, with 50 different laws as it relates to voting in 50 different states, we may not get the kind of conclusion that people want in a timely manner.
Talk about just the way we have to do it this year. Usually this is a busy room, people are working at the, you know, the drinks are flowing at the open bar, and folks are just kind of mingling amongst themselves. But now it's media, it's elected officials, it's Democratic Party members who might not be up for an election this year, and that's it. And there's just kind of that same spirit on an election night just isn't here this year.
It's quiet, and it's the crowd is dispersed, and that's just what we have to do at a time when social distancing, wearing face masks, and exercising good personal hygiene is necessary to keep ourselves and our fellow Americans safe. So that's just part of what we're dealing with today. But I think, you know, there's a good recognition as to what we need to do in order to keep everybody safe, and at the same time to exercise our constitutional obligation and our right to this great institution, which is democracy, to vote.
Congressman Brian Higgins, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.